Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 22nd chapter. And again Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again, he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw a man there who had no wedding garment. He said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.' Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully. And you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, 'Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax.' And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, 'Whose likeness and inscription is this?' They said, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Jonathan Meyer from Divine Savior Lutheran Church in Hartford, Wisconsin.
God's grace, mercy, and peace to you this day. Brothers and sisters in Christ, come to the wedding feast. That is what today's text speaks to us. This is what the parable in Matthew is calling us to do. But really, honestly, how many of us wouldn't want to go to a wedding reception, right? I mean, for my money, I don't know that there's any better place to be than at the reception of, say, recently married friends. My wife and I are only just now getting to that point in our lives where almost all of our friends are married. So the past few years have been filled with traveling and enjoying one of those major moments in so many of our friends' lives. One thing was for certain over these past few years that we always, always lamented having to send in the regretfully decline as our RSVP. We never really wanted to be anywhere else. We had things to do, though, and that's how those invited in the parable respond. I mean, they don't want to be a part of the feast. They don't want to come. They have a million other things to do, and I'm certain they have to be very important. I mean, that's the only reason you miss the wedding, right? And you might be saying, Pastor, that's the point. Nothing is more important in the parable than the feast. And true enough. But we still make excuses, don't we? And I'm not talking about weddings. I'm talking, I've already been to church 3 times this month. I can miss one. Or Charlie has a soccer game that morning, and we need to have him there. Right there playing soccer. Even if we aren't making those excuses, how many of us are like the guy there in verse 11, rejecting the gifts our host so graciously provided for us? You know, sure, we'll come, but I want to do it in my way. You know, I'll be there at church, but honestly, if that organist messes up that hymn one more time, for us, when we hear the parable, it truly cuts into our lives as they revolve around holding God's word and its preaching sacred and gladly hearing and learning it. We can find ourselves more often than not in the negative responses and the ungracious guest. And so Jesus, in these words, in this parable, is reminding us not to regretfully decline the invitation he so freely gives us, or to only come on our terms. Because what we see here is our God as the host of the lavish banquet. And we should hope to be the humble attendees. The servants have come and shaken us out of the street corners and the shrubs because the master wanted you there. Jesus wants us there. This is how we know it, because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And while we are guests without proper attire, he clothes us. While we were wandering without a reason to rejoice, he gives us a feast. And while we move along with empty bellies, he gives us the richest banquet anyone can offer. You see, when we were washed in the waters of baptism, we were given the clothes of Christ's own righteousness. When we hear God's word read to us, we hear again of the great promise won for us. When we eat and drink his very body and blood, we eat the finest food anyone can imagine. When we meet together as brothers and sisters around the gifts God himself provides, we join in the wonderful frivolity of God's church, the unparalleled wedding banquet. Now, we may not have the full picture now, but while we enjoy the hors d'oeuvres of this amazing banquet for the time being, one day we all will meet together at the feast which has no end. And I can say that with all certainty, because Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
We thank Pastor Jonathan Meyer from Divine Savior Lutheran Church in Hartford, Wisconsin, for today's meditation on God's Word.